rises in a word. Everything that rises must converge. Everything that rises.
Listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, which is about women in country and country-ish music. Today's show is about January 2026 releases. This is something I have been doing for a while, and I really enjoy it as a way to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the country music scene, and it never ceases to surprise me how many releases there are every month, and how much good stuff there is out there. So that's what we'll be doing. Of course, we have our PSA.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
All right, an important message, and I just think that PSA is so funny. It's my favorite. But anyways, like I said, we're doing January releases, and today we're going to start off with what I think was one of the best releases from this month. It is called Sing Into an Empty Chair by Rat Boys. And I first heard about them like a year and a half ago, and I did sort of an indie rock country tinged show, sort of inspired by them like a year and a half ago. And yeah, now they have a new album, and I would say it is their most country yet. So I think that's pretty cool. And Julia Steiner, the lead singer, said that it was inspired by her experiences in therapy that are ongoing, which is a cool thing to write about. And they are from Chicago, which is sort of an odd place for a country-tinged indie rock band, but when you think about it, that's where Wilco and other such bands are from, so not so weird after all. But yeah, this song is Penny in the Lake. I have to give credit to Patchen. I heard this song first on his show last week when I was sitting in here, and I was like, what's that? And then I Shazammed it, and I was like, oh, it's Rat Boys. So yeah, thanks, Patchen. But yeah, we'll get started with that.
Thank you.
right, that was Lucinda Williams with her song Low Life on her new album World's Gone Wrong, which is pretty obviously a response to the times we're in. The title comes from an old blues song by Mississippi Sheiks called The World Is Going Wrong, who Bob Dylan was also inspired by and named a collection of blues and folk standards World Gone Wrong in 1993. Lucinda Williams is obviously a really great Americana artist, and I thought that was a good song. I enjoy Hurricanes a lot. They are a New Orleans cocktail, and when made well, they are quite yummy. When not made well, they're not so yummy. But what can you do? Up next, we will have a song called Merlot Dodge Dart by Sophie Gault, who is a Nashville-based artist who had been doing mostly country-ish stuff. And then a record label representative for a label called Torres Music Group, Alex Torres, saw her playing a Robert Johnson song at a dive bar. She says it's a song she'd been playing since high school and she would do every once in a while, and he loved the sound and said, "You sound unhinged when you play stuff like that," and asked her to come over to his record label. And so this album is a much more rock and roll, bluesy rock side of things for her. And the album is called Unhinged in reference to that first meeting. But yeah, here it is.
Please don't tell me how to feel. At least I'm honest, least I'm real. No, I never waste your precious time. Make you read between the lines. Drunk on the felt so good when I dug my key into the hood. I drew a picture just for you, and I think it got the message through. Drunk on the good to talk about. that's dark. For love that's dark. Love that's dark. For love that's dark.
You belong to me. I got you.
That was I Got You by Tedeschi Trucks Band off their new album Future Soul. They're a husband and wife duo, Susan Tedeschi. I don't remember what her husband's name is, but that's not important because this show's about women. So, they're really sort of a blues rock band, and they always have a huge backing band. They played at Meriwether last summer, or I guess that was 2 summers ago when I used to work there. And, during their live sets, they do these long, long, like, jamming songs, and they're very talented musicians. She's a very talented guitarist, so I thought that was an enjoyable track. Up next, we will start moving into some more traditional country-sounding things. The next song we'll hear is Dream Song by Bella White, who is an artist I have known about for a while. I first heard of her in a Femme Fatale meeting, which was a women's music group we used to have here at WMUC, where we would get together and share artists or share music by female artists. So that was pretty cool. We've not had that in a while, sadly. But yeah, I first heard of her in one of those probably about 2 years ago now, and it's really kind of surprising to me that she has not made it big, because I think she's quite great. A review I was looking at compared her voice to Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries, and said that she should be at the same public awareness level as artists like Big Thief and Waxahachie, but she's not, for reasons that I don't fully understand. But anyways, this is Dream Song by Bella White.
I hoped for a better day, one I all the time I
If you have tuned in recently, you are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, and today all of the songs we are playing are new releases from January. And the song you just heard was El Cortez by Natalie Del Carmen. She is from Los Angeles, not a particularly country place, but this is her first album, and she said she had a vision for it to go country, and I think it sounds pretty good. Apparently the banjo you hear on it is a 1930s banjo she inherited from her grandfather. So, yeah. Up next we have... This one's a pretty long one, but I thought it was pretty good. So, I thought it was worth it. This is Dublin Blues, sung by Nolene Hoffman, who I first heard of because a song she wrote called Purple Gas was featured on a Zach Bryan album. Not the new one. A slightly older one, but she is from a very rural part of Alberta, Canada. And this is a cover of a Guy Clark song. So here it is.
Wished I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas, and not caring where you are. But here I sit in Dublin. Just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. My middle name, and if money was real, Parks and playground, Miss Stockade Blues. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish Steps the day.
I dream you in our old life, high up on a hill, reading poems by the firelight, looking younger still. You know, turn the margins, your shadows in the mirror. If you're looking for love that lasts, you can haunt me here. Oh. Meet me in the coming night. Find me on the trail, whispering my ancient vows under green boughs and ivory veil. Ankle deep in water, walking up the riverbed, singing my song of supplication for to steal you from the dead. Girl is wearing red. searching in a sea of ghosts, and the girl is wearing red.
That was Sea of Ghosts by Emily Scott Robinson. This is off her new album, Appalachia, which was recorded not in Appalachia, in upstate New York at a studio called Dreamland Recording Studios next to the Hudson River. She's had 5 albums in her about a decade-long career. She's now a 38-year-old, and she's been really well respected as a songwriter. She writes her songs that she records pretty much on her own, and she's been well received for that. And this is her 3rd album on Oh Boy Records, which is John Prine's record label that he created. And she was discovered by her new record label when they heard one of her songs off her old albums, and she was discovered by John Prine's son. And yeah, now she has a very strong relationship with his family, including his widow, who once told her that John loved people, that it came through in his songwriting, and that she saw the same quality in Emily's craft. And yeah, so the next song we will hear is Magic Touch by Courtney Marie Andrews off her new album Valentine. She is a singer-songwriter, and this is her 9th album. And on this album, she really leans into sort of a chamber folk sound. But I chose this song because the intro has a bit of country twang. But, she's a really Renaissance woman. She paints and writes poems in addition to her singing and songwriting. But yeah, here it is, Magic Touch by Courtney Marie Andrews.
Waiting by this Hollywood pool like a sad Buddha paradise. Your love is sweeter in real life than it is inside my mind. This corner reeks of piss and beer and good times. When you're around, I light up. You've got that magic touch. You've got that magic touch.
Vultures by Meals, who is an artist from Mill Valley, California, which is apparently a very rural part of California, because she said, "I grew up in such a naturally beautiful place with millions of animals, so using animals as metaphors for my life just felt really natural." And she describes this album as Critter Country. And she says, "Critter Country was born through the way I was songwriting. It's a homecoming in a lot of ways. I wrote most of these songs in my New York apartment in a state of yearning for home." This is her second album. Her previous one was much more folksy. It had been described as similar to Phoebe Bridgers, but she went country on this one, as a lot of people are. And, she really went for it. I think the style on this album is pretty cool. All of the music videos are designed to look like a 70s, like, variety show, which I think is pretty fun. The last song we will hear today is Diggin' in the Coal by Leah Blevins, who is from Eastern Kentucky. And this is off her sophomore album out last month called All Dressed Up. I thought this one had a pretty traditional country sound, which I enjoyed. Yeah, that'll be it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll be back next week with more Women in Country. See you then. Bye.